Good afternoon to you all, Madam Chair, Executive Director, Secretary, distinguished delegates, my fellow speakers and other participants. I'll make a brief presentation about the risk management and financial instruments which are available for the coffee growers, especially small and medium coffee growers, followed by the role played by different entities. Since the name is very broad, I have chosen to make presentation about the production side, not the market side, that the farming side. A very brief idea about the coffee in India. It is spread over 400,000 hectares and about 270,000 holdings are there in the country. 99% of the growers are small. Small in the context of India means those holding less than 10 hectares, up to 10 hectares, that is 25 acres. Post-liberalization of coffee, which happened in the early 90s, Coffee Board plays the role of friend, philosopher and guide, literally. And traditionally, over a period of time since 1942, it has established itself as the very influential institution in the coffee sector. It is some sort of organization of last resort, in the sense that anything pertaining to coffee, whether it is related to the business of the Coffee Board or otherwise, the growers generally come to the Coffee Board. And another important factor is that it has a very good network in the field among in all the coffee growing regions of the country. And right now we are doing the job of research and development, capacity building of stakeholders, which is very relevant for this aspect. Dissemination of information is precisely the thing which is required for making the available risk tools and financial instruments available to the growers. And apart from that, we have other jobs of promoting coffee within the country, coffee consumption within the country, promoting Indian coffee outside the country, etc. These are some of the tools which are available. One is the rainfall insurance scheme. As you know, India is a monsoon dependent country, so rainfall depends on the monsoon. Sometimes it fails, sometimes it is successful, and we have long periods of drought before the rains. And the another risk tool which is available is the price stabilization fund since 2003, which is administered by an entity in the Ministry of Commerce, Government of India. There is another one linked to the, especially to the accident that the small growers and the laborers can suffer. That is called Personal Accident Insurance Scheme. And then apart from that, there are a host of interest subvention and refinance schemes run by the Coffee Board, the Reserve Bank of India directly, the National Bank of Agricultural and Rural Development, as well as state governments in various measures in different states. I will just briefly illustrate the rainfall insurance scheme. This is a scheme in which small growers get up to 50% premium for the subscription. 50% is up to 50% is paid by the Government of India, and the amount covered per hectare is 30,000 for Arabica and rupees 20,000. These are all rupee figures. You have to multiply it by 50, 49.2 or something, to arrive at the dollar figure. And now we have implemented this scheme, what is called in the 11th plan period, which is ending this year. So from the next year, starting 1st of April 2012, it is going to undergo a major overhaul. The same thing, this major overhaul will be true for the price stabilization fund also. This is a very small scheme, basically helpful for tiny growers, those who are holding up to 10 hectares of land only. And there is a format what happens. This has to do something with the fall in prices internationally. So every year a price spectrum band is declared. The center point is 7 years moving average of the international prices, and +20% to -20%. This is called normal range, between +20% to -20% of the average 7 years moving average. This is called the normal year. If the prices are more than 20% of this, then it is called boom year. Less than 20% of this is called recession year, that is distress year. This is what happens in the normal year. Both the government of India as well as the growers contribute at the rate of 500 each, irrespective of the holding size. In the boom year, grower contributes 1,000, government of India does not contribute anything. in distress here, it is the government which gives 1,000 rupees and the grower does not contribute anything. So grower can withdraw the money, entire money during the distress year. Whatever is accumulated along with interest, along with government contribution, can be withdrawn by the grower in the recession year. And at the end of, right now the scheme has not ended. When the scheme will end, the entire proceeds will also go to the growers. So this is some sort of fixed deposit scheme having an element of risk coverage. Then the personal accident insurance scheme is a scheme which is very small amount is contributed either by the growers if he is a tiny grower, or by a company which is employing the laborers if it is a bigger entity or bigger company. So only 22 rupees, that is half a dollar, is contributed. Is the per person contribution. Of that, 50% is shared by the government and 50% by the grower / the owner, that is the farm owner. And for the on the unnatural on the death and permanent disability, the grower gets the person who is covered, he gets 100,000 rupees, and loss of limb gets 60,000 rupees, and temporary disability 15,000 rupees. Then there are a host of interest subvention schemes. One is this is the financial instrument. One is by Coffee Board. Coffee Board gives up to 5% interest subsidy on working capital, that is crop loans, limited to an amount of 50,000 in case of Arabica per year, and in case of 40,000 in case of Robusta. This is direct interest subvention scheme. Apart from this, the Reserve Bank of India gives up to 2% contribution for short-term loans up to rupees 300,000 rupees to the banks directly, which helps in bringing down the cost of the capital. And then the National Bank of Agriculture and Rural Development, it has host of refinancing facilities. One is that it refinances to RRBs, which lend to the target groups at the rate of 4.5% for short term and at the rate of 10% for the medium term. Normally the market rate for the short term will be above 10%, and for medium term also it will be some 13-14% at the least. And then state governments play a very crucial role. Different states have different type of interest subvention schemes. The state of Karnataka has gone to an extreme where actually it leads into some sort of income. If somebody takes the loan, the income is, for every lakh of loan, 200,000 is the income. He does not have to pay any interest on that. How viable this will be, only time will indicate, because it is only the last year that this scheme was implemented. But normally most of these states give short term loans at the rate of 3% per annum, which is very low. So now coming to the role played by different entities, as far as the coffee growers associations are there, the associations mostly do the job of a forum where their members interact and they put up their issues, which is escalated to the different entities, whether it is the bank, government of India or state government. They take up the common issues pertaining to the coffee sector. That is the key role which is played by most of the associations. Most of these associations do not play any role in helping them out, except to the extent that they educate their members and inform about the availability of different schemes. And then there are other groups like cooperatives and primary agricultural cooperative societies, etc., whose precise job is this. Some of these instruments which have shown financial instruments are available only to those who are members of the certain societies. For example, for credit loan from the state government, one has to be a member of the primary agricultural cooperative society, PACS, that is called PACS. So there are, at one side we have got certain entities which are the conduits for some of these loans, or which make a member qualified for getting certain loan, and at the other side some of the growers associations serve as the forum where they interact and exchange information and escalate the issues confronting their sector at higher levels. And it is the government of India through Coffee Board which plays the very comprehensive role in the entire scheme of the things. For certain schemes we are involved in the formulation. For instance, in the rainfall insurance scheme, the coffee board has involved itself since beginning. We have gone to the stage to the level of collecting the historic rainfall data, which is utilized for declaration of the payouts in different triggers. And apart from that, we organize number of meetings to disseminate information about the scheme. We very regularly review the scheme in the presence of the growers associations. Our units sometimes have the reviews in the fields, and the extreme case was in the year 2010 and 2009, when having realized that the scheme is not picking up, because these are the good years. For last 3 years have been very good to coffee in most part of the world, including in India. So this was the time that people actually forgot that there might be a risk. So we went to the extent of doing the marketing directly by the coffee board. It was not the implementing agency which marketed the scheme. It was the coffee board which took over the mantle of marketing from that organization, that is called Agriculture Insurance Company, and did the marketing. So you may see that we have host of activities which are done to disseminate information. At the implementation stage, as I have submitted earlier, we are having a very good presence in the coffee growing areas, and in our regular program of activity, we are supposed to have mass communication programs, mass contact programs. Then we have a lot of information dissemination through local channels, radio, FM radio, through the production, through handbills, through field day. There are a host of ways in which we disseminate information about the schemes. And on our review, whenever we find that the scheme is not picking up and people are not really aware about the details of the scheme, we take up the information education campaign, or SICS in the World Bank terminology, social intimidation communication, very effectively. And now I will come to the technical support. The Coffee Board also provides lot of technical support. Part of it I have covered in my earlier slide. We advise the financial institutions about the unit cost for crop loans, about the type of requirement for the long-term loans, etc. Those type of technical support is given by the board to the institution which implements some of these financial instruments. And I have already covered this earlier, that the growers cooperatives, they have growers cooperatives are very limited. Before 1990s, there were lots of them when there was a pool period. Right now, we have lots of growers associations whose role I have already explained before this August House earlier. So these are some of the instruments that the coffee sector has in India, and the role which is played by the Coffee Board in marketing, formulation, and information dissemination about these schemes. Thank you.